It is exactly 7:45 on a Saturday, the 28th of June. Time once again for a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I am too quite well. Thank you for asking. Hope you are as well and all the good folks at Haskell's. Here we are, really another summer day coming up. I'm looking at the forecast at 88 today, chance of showers. But, hey, July 4th is coming up.
You are correct. It's right around the corner, and what a great time to sit down and enjoy certain wines and fares. You know, you get some grills going, you get hamburgers, hot dogs, or you get some ribs or things like that. And one thing, just as of late, we'd like to talk about, Denny, is had a little visit with some old family friends called the Wagners. Now, the Wagners were a pioneer, so to speak, in the Napa Valley area. They've been, their roots traced back all the way back to about the 1800s in the area of Rutherford. They even joke and say they have Rutherford dust in their veins. They've been there so long. And the Wagner family has just been a mainstay in the Napa Valley region, making Cabernets, especially for a long period of time. And it's a neat, neat relationship. I mean, it even goes back to, we had a funny story with my father once went to meet Chuck Wagner. And there was a miscommunication. It was before cell phones and all that kind of thing. And he was pulling up, and Chuck was on his way out to go fishing. The good news, you know, they kind of miscommunicated. They didn't know what to taste or do or whatever. And then Chuck's friend showed up. His name was Wayne Hoag. And Wayne Hoag at the time owned the Terraces Vineyards. And all of a sudden he said, well, this is my friend Wayne. You should meet him and try some of his wines. And that relationship spawned. And it just showed you how a long time ago that the Napa Valley area was kind of this close-knit group of people that all kind of knew one another. They're all kind of married and whatnot. But it's real unique where, you know, a lot of people, especially after the kind of the Haight and Ashbury days, a lot of people decided to kind of, I guess, tune out and go up to Napa Valley to, you know, enjoy the nice life of sitting around, you know, buying a little homestead and plant some grapes. And you saw that, and especially in Napa Valley, it is a wonderful spot to grow Cabernet. I mean, they can grow a lot of different things, but there's some reason that the Cabernet grape varietal does so well there for the simple fact it's a little bit further inland. You know, we did all those tours through Sonoma, and when we were in Sonoma, you see those clouds roll in and the fog comes in, maybe down the Russian River, etc. But in Napa, you get a little bit of that, but it gets a lot hotter just because it's further inland. It has the Santa Cruz Mountains on one side, and it really does well for that Cabernet because the Cabernet grape varietal has a real, real thick skin, and it loves heat, and it does get hot in the Napa Valley. So, you know, it's a great time, a great spot to see all those wines. You know, and again, they do a lot of other things. And in those early 70s, people were experimenting with different grape varietals. They did a lot of Zinfandel. They tried other white varietals, but, you know, in kind of the early 80s, they started, say, underwriting or getting rid of a lot of Sauvignon Blanc or even Gewurztraminers and Rieslings, things like that. And they spent more of their time focusing on Cab. A, it was a, you know, profitable grape varietal, but B, it grew so well inside of Napa Valley. So the Wagners were really pioneers in this, and they started a vineyard years and years ago in 1972 called Camus. And Camus has become one of the marquee, you know, if you want to use a French term, a first growth, so to speak, of the California Cabernet. Wonderfully made wine, very big, robust, and really kind of the identity of Napa is those big California cabs like that. And, you know, there's other varietals or other vineyards out there, but the Wagners were really a mainstay, and their whole family has got involved. And eventually Chuck kind of brought his son in, Charlie, and Charlie did a lot of different things, and he started making some Pinot Noirs. And then, you know, they realized that that area of Napa is not the best for Pinot Noir, so they rolled down and went to, they bought up some land down in the Monterey region, which is south of San Francisco, which was a terrific climate for that. And so they started making a wine that became quite famous called Meiomi. But Charlie saw the dollar signs and somebody came knocking and he sold that off and for a lot of money so he could rest on his laurels. So he started up a different wine called CSUN down there. And it's a great little setup for them because now they have Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. So the Wagners really have an expanse of different grape varietals from not only Napa, but around. And so what we decided to do, similar to our other packages that we've done in the past, is we decided to bundle up six of the Wagner wines that they produce and put them in a bucket, in a little box, get everybody ready for their 4th of July holidays for $80. So in that, they include the Alomo Sauvignon Blanc. I'm sorry, Amelo Sauvignon Blanc. And that's actually named after the matriarch's grandmother. But the Sauvignon Blanc, it comes from about three different counties, a little bit of Napa, but then elsewhere. And it's a lovely Sauvignon Blanc that they like to call their anti-New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, because it's real crisp. It doesn't have all that grapefruit tones that the New Zealand's does, but it's a nice, simple, easy drinking wine. You know, so if you're having people over for the 4th of July, it's a great way to start things out, great way to enjoy stuff. Then we also threw in, they make their, like I mentioned a second ago, Sea Sun Chardonnay. And Charlie Wagner loves to say this is his everyday Chardonnay. It's very easy. It's not a lot as heavy in the oak exposure. It's a lighter style wine, little notes of vanilla to it, but it's an easy drinking Chardonnay. It comes from, again, from the Monterey region, a little bit further south of San Francisco, but it's a cooler climate where you get those Pacific the Pacific winds coming in, really cool region where Chardonnay likes to thrive in a cooler climate, unlike their setup in Napa. They also make a wonderful, wonderful, little higher end one they call Mir Soleil, which actually is the Latin version of Sea Sun. Mir, or the Mir is the sun, or the ocean, sorry, Soleil is the sun. And it's this one in particular is a little bit more exotic because they age it in oak for almost 12 months. So it's a little bit more robust, but it's not over the top. It's a well-balanced Chardonnay, but it has a little bit more complexity. So maybe the Sea Sun you can pour when people are coming over and entertaining, and then you want to pour the Mir Soleil down when, you know, you're actually sitting down to eat all that fare that you're pulling off the grill, because it's a little bit more dynamic, a little bit fuller and richer. So now we move into the reds, and that's what the Wagner family is really known for as far as what they do. And when we started out, they have a wonderful little wine. Well, it's their Mir Soleil, or the Sea Sun Pinot Noir. Now, this is a wonderful Pinot Noir, made the same vineyards right down in the south, but it's an easy, soft one, a little bit round, a little bit more fruit forward than, say, a Burgundy, but it's a great way to just enjoy it. Now, this one on the softer side, I would serve that if you're roasting chicken or things like that, but it's a nice, easy, approachable Pinot Noir, very enjoyable, very pleasurable. But we also threw into this little package their Bonanza Cabernet. Now, this is Minnesota's, I think, in the price range, number one selling cab in the state of Minnesota right now. And it's a great exposure. You know, Camus is an incredibly expensive wine now. It's about $80-$90 a bottle. But the Bonanza is a nice everyday expression of this. And again, if you're doing your meat and, you know, doing steaks on the grill, doing big ribs, things like that, this Bonanza will hold up right to it. It's just a wonderful expression of California Cabernet that, you know, it's also, more importantly, very affordable as well. You can sit and enjoy this. You can have a few bottles of it. Truly great way to do it. You know, like Camus, it might be out more on the special side, but this Bonanza Cabernet, just wonderful. They also started up, they do a Conundrum Red. Now, this is an interesting grape blend. It has a lot of Syrah, has a little bit of Zinfandel. They do put some Cabernet into it. So it's a great expression as far as just a round, delicious, enjoyable wine. And again, universal. This one in particular will go with so many different things that you might be cooking for that 4th of July meal, whether it is, again, your standard burgers and Franks off the grill, or if you're doing something maybe a little bit more exotic, where if you're, you know, doing a big beef roast or something like that, it would go incredibly well with that. So what we did is we bundled all these up together in one simple package. It's $80 for all six of these great expressions of California wine. And it's really, you know, California history, because the Wagners have been doing this so long. They really know what they're doing. Really fun wine. And just a great way to kind of get ready for the 4th of July coming up, you know, with all the things that you have to do as far as getting ready for it, you know, whether you're going out buying charcoal and grocery shopping and make sure you have the right things for the boat and all that. this is just a simple way to just go pick up this particular package, make it easy, make it enjoyable, and really see, you're tasting, you know, California winemaking history, because this family in particular has been doing it so long. I mean, if we don't have royalty in our company, but they're definitely in our country, but it's definitely winemaking royalty, as far as people have been doing it for a long time, really knowing what they're doing. They know how to, like, step into the different grape varietals. They aren't just the one-trick pony as far as making great Cabernet. They do a great job with their Pinots, great jobs with their Chardonnays, and really wonderful, wonderful wines. And it's a great way to jump into it. So it's a limited deal. We only have about 100 or two, maybe 200 more packages left. Little kind of while supplies last. Hopefully it will run till 4th of July. But, you know, get out there and get them while you can, Denny, because it's a wonderful package and a great way to enjoy some Napa Valley and California wines, for that matter.
Boy, I should say, and for $80 for all of that, I mean, not only was this a great history story, it's what a fun time of year. And I never really thought about it before, but the July 4th of just this summertime, and what you've just described is a great way not only to try different wines, but to maybe try different foods with it that you maybe haven't cooked before.
You know, you're right, because it's always that kind of great way to experiment and try certain things. You know, you can get into a little bit of rut where all of a sudden, you know, maybe you're only grilling steaks all the time, or maybe you're only drinking Cabernet or whatnot. And, you know, this is a great way to step in and say, well, you know, let's try a little bit of Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah, I love my Sauvignon Blancs from New Zealand, but let's see what California has to offer. Or, you know, same thing with the Chardonnay. So many people kind of get overdone with Chardonnay, but it's a great way to try it. And then also experiment a little bit, you know, as you're perusing those grocery aisles to see what you might want to grill. Grab something that's a little bit different, you know, like a little, maybe you want to just do pork chops on the grill, which those Chardonnays would be brilliant with, especially if you put a little sweeter sauce on it. Things like that, it would match very well with that. But it really is a great time to experiment. And we always say, Denny, you know, in the wine business, you need two things to really enjoy wine: an open mind and an open mouth.
Absolutely. I'm all for that. Well, Ted, we always get new listeners to the show. Tell folks where to find all of this $80. I can't believe it. Where to find at the Haskell's locations. There are many.
Well, they are, Denny. They're all over the metro area to take care of all your 4th of July holiday needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekend. Haskell's across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center in Minnetonka. We have a Haskell's in Highland Village right on Ford Parkway. We have a Haskell's out in Bloomington at Lowman's Plaza. If you're going to enjoy the 4th of July, maybe some fireworks on the lake, stop by Haskell's in Excelsior. There's a Haskell's at White Bear Lake. If you're out on the river, stop by a Haskell's in Stillwater. If you're headed down south, stop by Haskell's right off of 35 in Faribault. We have a Haskell's in Plymouth, and you could always stop by our super cellar in Maple Grove. It's a wonderful sight to see, and we'll take care of that. And if you can't do any of that, you can always stop by Haskell's.com 24/7. Place that order, and we'll even deliver it to you, Denny.
Sounds magnificent. And let's talk the day after. Well, we'll be right in the midst of a long holiday weekend, so let's join forces next Saturday. What do you say?
I look forward to that, Denny.
So much. Thank you, Ted Farrell from Haskell's.